Well, as promised, we have some live music for you during the midday today. And it's going to come from Dinesh Trainor, who has come from the Stevens Point area. He's a Central Wisconsin Symphony Youth Artist Competition, Concerto Competition winner. And welcome to the midday.
Hi, Norman.
And you have played the cello now for how long?
I've been playing the cello for about 10 years right now.
10 years already.
Yeah, and I started playing violin when I was about 4 years old, and then I picked up the cello when I was around 7 years old. Yeah.
And what made you make that transition at the ripe old age of seven?
The ripe old age. Well, I would say it was the sound that the cello produced, the really deep, beautiful sound that I like.
So you started with one of those, quarter-sized cellos and worked your way up? Is that how it happened?
I think with the violin, I started with one of those miniature ones that almost looks like a toy. Uh-huh. But with the cello, it looked pretty normal size. Maybe I was just so used to the tiny violin that the cello looked so big, but yeah.
So you are currently attending SPASH?
Yep, Stevens Point Area Senior High School.
And you have plans to go on somewhere else and play the cello after high school?
Yeah, most likely. Either going to Madison or to Twin Cities, Minnesota. A lot of options out there.
And as a cellist, by now you must already be well acquainted with those six suites for solo cello by Bach.
There's always something fascinating about Bach, and it's always a challenge. Yeah.
So you have this one dance, a lively Baroque dance stylized by Bach, a courant.
Yes, the courant.
That you're going to favor us with.
Yep.
The Courant from the Bach Unaccompanied Cello Suite number 3, played by my guest today. And Dinesh Trainor is going to be performing some more, I suppose, between now and when you graduate. Is that in the offing?
Yes, and I will be playing a concerto with the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. I'll be playing the Saint-Saëns Concerto in A minor.
And when does that happen?
That's going to be December 7th and 8th.
Oh, so just a little over a week.
Yeah, in Stevens Point.
So you've been working that one up. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the better known cello concertos, the Saint-Saëns. A lot of people take that on. And what do you hope to bring to it?
I really enjoy the turbulent parts of the piece and how it contrasts to like the beautiful slow melodies. And it's just a really, really fun piece to play. And I'm very excited to play with an orchestra too.
Yeah, it's a whole new dimension, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll find out.
You get to sort of call the shots as to how the thing is done as the soloist? Kind of almost lead the orchestra sometimes?
Yeah, that's really exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
So what does this concerto sound like? Can you give us some idea?
Sure. I'll play the beginning and the end.
Works pretty well as a kind of a rhapsody on its own for unaccompanied cello, but it's from the Saint-Saëns cello concerto in A minor.
Yep.
Dennis Trainer, you come from a musical family, do you?
Yes. My sister also plays violin and viola, and now she's studying at Madison for viola.
Well, that's, do you ever collaborate with your sister?
Yeah, we do. We even have a couple of YouTube videos out there if you look it up. Yeah, we played some really cool, not really contemporary, but some really cool like modern pieces that we put together, and it's really fun to play with her.
Well, thanks for sharing some of your music with us this afternoon during the midday. And
thanks for having me.
Everyone can look forward to that performance of yours upcoming December 7th
and 8th. Yep.